I am seeing it more often these days, how women dirt bike and snowmobile riders in my digital space are feeling burnt out from posting content. I get it. I've been there and done that. However, for some of us, creating content for companies and brands is our job. So how can we avoid burnout and push through on those days or weeks when we feel like not posting at all? I am so excited to talk to you about this, as it's something I've personally have gone through and experienced. I've also learned ways on how to navigate and not feel burnt out anymore. And just in case, if you're new here, hey, what's up? I am Angelisa, your host for Brat Babe's Throttle Talk. And over here, I occasionally talk about branding a Brat Babe, content creation, news and updates within our sports, and you will also find a whole whack load of interviews from my favorite influencers and athletes in our industry. If you're over on YouTube, what's up? And if you are listening on podcasts, what's up? I'm so excited that you guys are here. And a mini life update. I just had my birthday. Yes, it was June 1st, and every year I treat myself to a dirt bike clinic. I've been doing this for the past 4 years. I started off with one of Crystal Levesque's clinic in Nelson, BC. Then I took an MX track training, a one-on-one at Popcom in the Fraser Valley in BC. And last year, I attended a clinic with the Sam Kang here in Pemberton, BC, at actually one of my besties, Jessie's Enduro Track. And this year, I decided to take another one-on-one training, personal training with Crystal Levesque at her home Enduro Track in Langley, BC. I learn so much when I take clinics and train with so many different riders, but I must say, Crystal has got to be one of my favorite coaches, because not only has she sparked that Enduro Park style of riding for me many years ago, but she also kept in touch with me and helped me online with some techniques. Whenever I had a question, I would shoot her a message and she was always there to answer. So not only did she make herself available to me, but she is also a short rider, tossing a Husqvarna 300, and therefore I find her to be a lot more relatable. If you don't know, I am shy of 5 feet, so I really do take it to heart when others are around my size and they give me advice. I'm not saying that other people that are much taller than me don't have great advice. Like I said, I learn so much techniques from every single coach out there, and I still apply all the drills, all the techniques that I have learned. But I think it's really important that you take bits of information from so many riders and you practice and you figure out what works for you. Because if a 6 foot tall man can do some standing wheelies because it's easy for him just to pull those bars to his chest, does it really mean that I would be able to do the same technique as he does? So I really do find it more relatable when I am coached by women that are similar to size. But again, take clinics with whomever, you'll still get a whole lot of knowledge from them, because like I said, everyone rides differently, everyone has different perspectives, and it's so important to get all of the perspectives. All right, so if you want any one-on-one coaching with Crystal or want to attend any group clinics, I highly recommend it. You can always message her on Instagram. Her handle, I wrote here on my script, her handle is Crystal Loves Moto. I will post a link in the show notes so you can always tap on that and you can send her a message and ask her for more details on her group clinics or one-on-one coaching. All right, let's get ready to drop in. If you're a dirt bike or snowmobile content creator, influencer, or a professional athlete, then chances are you have some deadlines. or sponsored posts or paid content videos and more. And let me guess, you are finding yourself overwhelmed, running in circles, scrolling social media, trying to find ideas, or figuring out when you last gave out a shout out to your sponsor or brand partnership. Because you, my friend, if you're anything like me, then you will know how hectic and chaotic it can feel when it comes to the digital space and how quickly burnt out we can feel from just our thoughts alone. Because I have been through it. So I thought I would share some of my tools with you in avoiding any type of feelings of overwhelm or just simply the burnout. All right, tool number one is scheduling in a calendar. That's right, babes. Some of you are going to dislike this big time, but having a calendar is going to work wonders for your social media game. If you're the type that likes to write things down, then get a massive wall calendar. If you're a digital type calendar gal, I find Google Calendar to be the best way to stay organized. Create your calendar that best suits you and feels good to you, and start planning out your content. If you have a set structure for posting, like Mondays are reel days, Wednesdays are for photos, Fridays are reels, then plan it out accordingly. The nice thing about Google Calendar is that you can open up each task and type in a description of that task. So for example, I have a reel scheduled for Monday. I would open it up and see that I set it for a sponsored reel where I would give that sponsor a shout out. Does that make sense? If you are using a wall calendar, then write it out, reel slash sponsor's name, and that way you know what type of reel it is. The nice thing about digital calendars like Google Calendar is that I can color code everything. If you're using a wall calendar, try using small post-its, and that way you can write down each task or, like I said, mention the reels, the photos, that sort of thing, and you can put them on your calendar, and if you need to move them around, you can do so. Okay, let's talk a little bit further about scheduling. You need to make the time and space for filming, photo shoots, and you need to schedule any type of editing or uploading your footage. If you have tasks that need to be done, schedule it. Schedule. Even your lunch break, schedule it. It's important to take breaks during any type of work or content creation. It does require time every week or every month to plan out your weeks, to plan out your months, to stay organized. This is going to help you from burning out in the long run, trust me. And remember, it's not set in stone. You can always move things around and let yourself be okay if you don't get some tasks done, which is a huge permission slip. All right, my tool hack number two is organizing your thoughts and ideas. Would you believe me if I told you that I script and save all of my thoughts and ideas in a database app? You probably said yes. I am kind of a techie nerd when it comes to this sort of thing, but honestly, find a platform or a database website that will help you stay organized in your thoughts and your ideas. There are a few out there, but I'll tell you the two that I've used. I've used Trello for 8 years, and I find that to be really easy and user-friendly. However, I transitioned to Notion almost a year ago, and it took me a little bit to understand the back end of it. However, I find this to be very useful for organizing all of the things. You will be surprised at what I have organized. I have a place for my YouTube videos, for my podcast, for all of my clients, along with my one-on-one mentorship program clients, my newsletters. I have a page for brand collaborators, a page for a table where I keep track of all my growth within YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and what was the fourth one? Facebook, but to be honest, I don't focus on Facebook as much anymore. But anyways, the list goes on and on. Like, there is a page for everything. And let me know if you would be interested in a Notion template, because I'm curious if that's something you would love or you think that you would find value in, because I could create something very similar to what I have. Like I said, I've been diving into this for the past 10 months, and this has helped me create my storyboards when it comes to content creation and any type of other content creation ideas. And yeah, just a thought that maybe if you are interested in a Notion template, I can create one, but just send me a DM and maybe I'll create that. My toolkit number three is staying 2 weeks ahead. I know it's easier said than done, but here's the thing. Pick one platform where you want to focus and be consistent on. So choose between Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube. You can use all four, of course, but for this purpose only, for being consistent, to choose one. Once you choose the one, eventually you can start adding the other three and you can start posting across the board, but it's really important where you just focus on one so you can stay consistent and true to your promise. So whatever platform that is, I want you to focus on being 2 weeks ahead so that you have some time in between to create, have fun, and relax. So for example, let's choose Instagram. We are treating our Instagram as if it's our portfolio. I find Instagram to be a curated place where we come to for inspiration, vibes, feels, and looks. It's a place to show off our work and be able to craft our unique voice. So, very important, pick a realistic schedule for posting. If you choose to post 5 days a week, be prepared to have 10 days worth of content scheduled 2 weeks in advance. Sounds like a lot, hey? This is where you lead to burnout. Trust me, I've been there. I posted 5 to 6 times a week and was like 2 weeks, or was not 2 weeks in advance, and it just got way too much to handle. So I think it's realistic that we stick to 3 days, okay? For this purpose only. You can start to add days on once you get into your groove, but stick to 3 and let's go there. Let's avoid the burnout as best as we can. So with Instagram, I really want to be strategic on what I'm posting. I want to steer away from irrelevant posts. Those can be used for Instagram stories. Remember my schedule that I talked about earlier? Mondays will be for reels, Wednesdays are for photos, and Fridays is reels again. So let's choose the style of content and schedule time once a week to script, film, take photos, and edit those posts. Along with those reels, remember about the cover photo, and hint, make sure you have a title and either an action shot or your face in the cover shot. Once you've made your reels and your posts, you can now schedule them in the Instagram app, and voila, you are 2 weeks ahead and you can allow yourself some play and relax time. By doing this, you will allow yourself a week off from creating content. You allow yourself to be run down or sick, and you don't need to worry about what to post. And you allow yourself to create freely and research daily, something that I do every single day. And actually, I have been sick this past week, and I am so grateful that I have created a content schedule and I'm always 2 weeks ahead. So want to know my platform of choice? Well, it's YouTube, and I know I've talked about this before, but I find it so exciting and rewarding personally, and I can create my storyboards, I film and I edit, and I always have two videos scheduled 2 weeks in advance. This way I can take time off, I can have more time, and when my creative juices strike, then I can create more. But since I was sick this past week, I didn't stress or worry about what I was going to post because I had videos already scheduled and ready to go, which was beauty. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that I was able to take some time off. Mind you, YouTube is not my only job. Okay, it's a hobby. Podcasting, this is a hobby. My actual job is doing web design, graphic design, content creation, video editing, podcast editing, and oh my gosh, all the things. I'm also a virtual assistant for a few companies. And yeah, so I'm busy. And also I'm a mom of two. So busy, let me tell you. But I must admit, YouTube has been the most fun, and I've always been a content creator, and making videos has always been a thing. So I'm just so excited to bring that to light and actually have a goal to look forward to. So being 2 weeks ahead of time really does help pave the way to setting yourself up for success in your personal life and business life. And get this. August 17th of 2022 is when I decided to give myself the chance and promise to be consistent and upload a video once a week for a year. And it's been 10 months and I haven't missed an upload yet. And let me be very clear, it is not easy to show up and film. So give yourself some credit and grace when you do make the choice to be consistent and you're showing up, you're showing your face. I will be coming out with a podcast about this specific topic because it's not easy and a lot of people will not understand what it takes to be a content creator until they actually dive into it and they actually realize that they are the brand and that they need to use their face to start showing up. It's so easy to hide behind the action shots. It's so easy to hide behind photos. But when you actually start talking through the camera, it is nerve-wracking, let me tell you. So, So we can dive into that in another episode. All right, my toolkit number four is mute or unfollow people that make you feel ick. Okay, what do I mean by that? And how does following people make you feel burnt out? Well, there are many reasons, and one of them is comparison. This quote has been tossed around a few times now, but comparison is the thief of joy. If you feel like you're comparing yourself to someone else in the digital space, especially in the dirt bike or snowmobile space, mute them or unfollow. It's not fair to you and it's not fair to them if you're comparing yourself to them. It's so easy for us to get caught up with keeping up with the Joneses, but honestly, comparing, copying, or trying to be something that we are not doesn't get us anywhere. What I found that helped me is that I muted, stayed logged off of apps that weren't serving me, and I kept my head down and I got to work, aka my YouTube channel. I stayed off of Instagram and I found a new spark and joy by creating content that I enjoyed making and found myself feeling better about myself. So if your platform of choice is Instagram, then mute or unfollow those that make you feel like you need to be doing what they're doing. And I urge you to get off of the app and do some soul searching and digging to find your purpose. Purpose, people. Purpose. What do you feel called to share with your audience? Get away from the likes, the followers, who has this many followers, who gets this many likes, like toxic. Stay away from that. Do not post just to get the likes or just to get the followers. What you should be doing is adapting the new mind shift of engagement. And engagement does not mean who's liking your post. The engagement is whoever's dropping in your DMs, who's asking you questions about that one product that you shared. Like, what are people asking you? What are your conversations behind the scenes outside of Instagram? That's the engagement. Whatever you're posting and you feel like you're having conversations outside of the gram, that's engagement. It's honestly not about the numbers. Like, I can't stress that enough. It's about building a community where you feel belong to. Really, what I really, really, really want to drive that home. And my toolkit number 5 is unplugging. Honestly, in your busy calendar, I want you to add the task that allows you to play, allows you to relax, and allows you to spend time with family and friends. I want you to learn something new every week. Take the time to read a book, learn something about yourself, take a lesson or something you've been wanting to learn, and do this without plugging into social media. I truly believe that we all should have hobbies that we don't need to gram about. We should spend time with family and friends that do not need to be recorded. And of course, you can always share those proud moments on the gram, but learn to step out of content creation mindset and step into playtime, and do that once a week. And there you have it, creating schedules in a calendar, having a database for all your thoughts and ideas, staying 2 weeks ahead at all times to be consistent, mute or unfollow and unplug are all the things that will help you avoid burnout when it comes to content creation and posting on social media. Gosh, I must admit, I am the queen when it comes to being organized, and I take pride with the work I've done on myself, and I'm just so darn proud that I've stuck to a schedule that has been uplifting rather than soul-sucking. I know once you adopt these steps and habits into your routine, you will start to feel so much more control of your content creation and overall life. I promise you. I see you. I am rooting for you, babe. And I just know that content creation can be so much fun, but I also know the dark side, the other side, where it can feel so draining, so overwhelming, and almost like, what's the point? And I don't want that for you. I really don't. It's a dark place to be in, let's just say. And I have a special announcement for you. And this is just for you guys, for the podcasters, because you guys have been with me, listening to me and my voice for so long. If you're looking to work with me on a one-on-one mentorship program, I'm giving away a 15% discount code for my custom jumps and drops program. So if you message me on Instagram or hit me up with the link below and send me an email with the code happy birthday, because June 1st was my birthday, so it's my birthday month. We're in June of 2023. So message me happy birthday and I will grant you the 15% off, and we can work together to achieve those big goals in the content creation space. This discount code ends June 30th of 2023, so make sure to get after it if you feel this program would be a big help for you. Accountability really is everything, okay? I am going to share this with you from my one-on-one mentorship client and what she had to say. It's so beautiful and heartwarming. And she says, I have the utmost gratitude for the time I spent working and learning from Angelisa. During my time with her, she walked me through a personalized program tailored specifically to me, and my goals. She helped me rebrand myself on social media, as well as taught me how to create content videos. She also taught me how to schedule and plan content to prevent burnout in the long run. Hint, hint, what this podcast is all about. Angelisa was only ever a message away for helping me with any of my questions. She really helped kickstart how to attack my current goals and my future goals. But most importantly, Angelisa gave me the courage to just start. She gave me the confidence and tools to truly pursue my dreams. And for that, I will forever be grateful. Amber. Oh, it honestly fuels my soul when I see brat babes like Amber work hard to reach their goals, because content creation, showing up online, having a voice, this stuff is not easy. I don't care what anyone else tells you. This is just not, it's not easy. Again, that discount code is happy birthday, and I can't wait to work with you and make you shine in the digital space. Until our next hangout, keep killing it safely, be the vibe, and I will talk to you very soon.